Blog Talk Radio. having your seed in the ground this morning. Praise God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, to the deacons, evangelism team, to the mothers, praise team, intercessors, to our youth, men, ADM frontline, to our women's team, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and miry clay. Oh, yes, it was God that touched you this morning with his finger of love, woke you up, started you on your way, gave you the activity of all of your limbs. And as you look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything, saints, is jointly and fitly into place on today. So come, let us bow down before the throne of God, giving him the thanks, giving him the praise, the honor and the glory, all of his many attributes upon each and every one of us. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith. All is well this morning with me. First of all, I give Jesus Christ the honor who's ahead of my life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive our debtors. Heavenly Father, this morning, as we come to the throne, Honorable Shea, one more time, God, to the throne of thanksgiving, God. We thank you, Lord, this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to my pastor, Apostle Spencer Temple. I give honor to First Lady of ADM, Lakeisha Spencer. And to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and every one of you tuning in this morning, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We thank you for another day's journey, God. Because we realize, God, this morning, last night when we laid down, it almost shake, God, it wasn't a guarantee that we would get up this morning. But we thank you for breathing on us, God, giving us breath in these bodies one more time to rise and shine, to give you the glory, God, to call out the name of Jesus one more time, God. We thank you this morning, the most shine like never before, God. We lift up our house members, God, this morning, God. We thank you for keeping him, God. We thank you for constantly drawing him near to you, saving them and filling them with your Holy Ghost. This is about check. This morning, God, we thank you, God. This morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning we lift up every man vessel, every woman vessel of yours, God, that working in the kingdom this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, crying out your name to the book, God, crying out your truth, God, to your peoples in the name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, about check, God, that they take heed of your word, hide it in their heart, that it may not sin against you, God, in the name of Jesus this morning. We lift up our spouse to you this morning, God. We pray continually, God, that you give them them strength, God, overcome their behalf. We pray, God, that they stay there, that they comfortably stand on your word, and knowing that they are healed by Shatta. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you for them, God. We call out their names this morning to you, God. You know their needs for the most than that. So we say, God, thank you for meeting their needs, God. Thank you for having your way, God, in their life. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Lord, we lift up our babies once more, the youth, God, from the youngest to the oldest, God. We lift them up to you like never before, God. We pray, God, that you constantly shield them and protect them above Sandak. Give them traveling mercy if they're on their way to school and that. In the name of Jesus, God, even in our home, God, take care of the babies, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you just keep them in that perfect peace, God. We thank you for saving them and filling them with your precious Holy Ghost at a young age, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you this morning, God. As we go about shining out everyone this morning, it has a voice this morning. I kind of a city and you begin to call on the name of Jesus. No matter what your situation may be, no matter what going on in your body, the Lord send that. Begin just to call on the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, in the Lord this morning, God. We thank you for the blood of the Lord that you died for us from the Lord. And God, we thank you, God, for loving us the most, God. Even when we was in our mess, the Lord come back. We realize some of us are still in our mess, God. But yet and still, your love and kindness constantly draws us to do the right things in the Lord. God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Speak up, I shout that. Because, oh, God, I pray this morning, under the boat, that your people be filled with the Holy Ghost. I realize, God, with the Holy Ghost, you can't do what you want to do. You want to do what you want to do. It's pleasing you, God. It's doing the right things in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We ask that you touch radio lands this morning, God. Let your power begin to flow through us. Touch the minds this morning. Be a mind regulator for them, God. Be that heart speaks to the most say this morning. God, in the most send that heart. We ask that you touch the hearts this morning, God. If any hate is in the heart, God, I pray, God, that the most send it out. You plead the blood of Jesus over their heart. In the name of Jesus, and about that. Oh, God, let your love begin to pump in that heart this morning. And about that, that they can love in spite of all. And about send that out. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God. Somebody's head hung out. God, I pray, God, that you lift our head up in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That I'm lifted up, oh, God, and look towards the hill this morning. Where all the help coming from? In the name of Jesus this morning. Lord, I thank you this morning. I thank you for another opportunity of life, God. I thank you for another opportunity, another one, God, that I can call on your name, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that I understand that when you touch us early in the morning, God, that we be obedient into your word, God. Just arise, God. Let you use us for your glory, God, of us, and that hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. What a mighty God that we serve, God. He's good about Sunday. He's so good to all of us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask you to walk up and down the hospital about Sunday. Oh, God, begin to speak over Sunday. Yes, your high presence, God, in the people of our hospital, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, about Sunday, that you can speak over Sunday, wherever people are, God, that you can speak over about Sunday. The mental institution first, people, God, touch their minds, God, this morning. You're the only one that can bring their minds back to the most shake, God. And where they need to be, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning about Sunday. Going into the jailhouse, God, begin to walk with about Sunday. Oh, God, let a change come. Let a change come out of our sight. Even in the robbers, God, the murders, God, the bangers, God. Make a change, God, in my life, God. First, God, the heart. The heart, God, of the beacon of my Sunday. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. God, I lift up the world to you, God, this nation, God, of our Sunday. We realize, God, it's the nation, God, of our Sunday that needs you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you this morning, God, of our Sunday. Oh, God, I ask you this morning, about Canelo, just breathe all over this nation, God. Breathe on us, God, of our Sunday. Let them realize, God, of our Sunday, to see a real heart. Let them realize, God, of our shake out of their knees, God. Let them know that God, of our shake out. This world don't offer you nothing. This world don't mean you no good of us, Sunday. It's the world of darkness and of our Sunday, God. We thank you for the light, God, of our shake out. Because once we were found, oh, God, I thank you this morning, of our shake out, that we are found, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, today, God, of our Sunday, God, somebody's life be changed. Somebody's life be turned around. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we glorify your name, God. Oh, God, how we pray, God. Let your people live in where God is about Sunday that had. Oh, they come in contact with you. And once they come in contact, oh, about Sunday that they will see eyes will be opened up about sight. Ears will be opened up about Sunday. They'll know that you're love. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, this morning, God. These things, God, we pray, God, this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen.
We thank you for this
thing.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to rain down on
yes,
the people, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And the
Lord
that
before
yes, Lord. This man. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Lord, we're going to thank you because of who you are. We know, Lord,
everything, yes, Lord.
Everything that you made is for
yes,
our good in the name of Jesus. So we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for the
thank you, Lord Jesus.
And locally, mm. Lord God,
everywhere,
for all
yes,
the many
Lord.
Attributes for us on today. For this new day,
I'm
we thank
not.
You. And have
thank
your
you, Lord.
Have
thank
your
you, Lord.
Yes, in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. Glory God, take us
through
this higher than we know today. In the name of Jesus. And Lord,
yes, Lord.
With what give you praise, honor, and glory.
Jesus, yes.
It's needed full control on this day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes.
In Jesus' name. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank amen.
You, amen.
Amen. Well, at this
amen.
Time, amen, we've been 6 years, amen. And we're going to turn this portion of the service over to our own pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer,
yes, Lord.
The morning pastor. God bless you.
Good morning. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless everyone. Thank God for each and every one of you and our listeners and peoples of God all over the world. We give honor to our Lord and Savior. He's the head. He is the author. He's the Alpha and the Omega of our life. Amen. Send a shout out to
amen.
My wife. God bless her and ADM family. Thank God for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, many of you, you're going into a transition change and you're going into a transition, my God, within yourself. Every level, you got to understand that it brings forth, my God, different things about yourself. Amen. You got to understand something. That's why I tell individuals to make sure that you see yourself. Be happy who you are. Amen. Because at the end of the day, you have to see yourself. You got to see yourself. And we just thank God for what he is doing, what God is bringing us, how he is bringing us. And my God Almighty, I'm so glad when they say unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you right now, it's another transition that's happening in the atmosphere. It's a transition to where, my God, winter is going into the spring, amen. So it's a transition that's happening. Many of you have a transition that's happening in your spirit. You're having a transition that's happening within yourself, amen. So therefore, you're going to be going through a lot of transition, going through a lot of things. But I'm so glad when they say unto me, and I know many of you are glad when they say unto you, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, my God, you might as well just get happy for what God is doing. You might as well get ready to rejoice what God is doing. It's not about what you, my God, it's about, my God, or what you believe.
First, what you have faith in. Amen.
And I know many of you have your faith into the Spirit of the Living God. Amen. So I give God honor. We bless His holy name because He is worthy to be praised. God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for what you are already going to do in this morning. We thank you for what you already done in this morning. Therefore, we declared, we decreed in the name of Jesus, and we give you the praise and we give you the honor because you are worthy to be praised. Amen.
Yes,
and God, we pray that we will not allow ourselves to stop, my God, the movement or to stop what you're doing in our life. That's why we're going to give you honor. We're going to give you praise. We're going to worship your name. We're going to bless you because you are worthy to be praised. Amen.
Regardless of
what we have or what blockage might be in our life, God, that's just a sign that saying we still got more work to do with us looking at ourselves. And we got a blockage because we don't feel like praising you. We don't feel like giving you the thing. We don't feel you. That is a blockage. So we ask the Holy Ghost to show us what is the blockage, what kind of blockage. We begin to move and flow into the things of you. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We magnify your holy name because it is worthy to be praised. Somebody need to go ahead and give them a hallelujah and give him a thank you because if it had not been for God on your side, nobody don't know where you would be. And I'm telling you right now, my God, you don't worry about your situation because somebody is always in a worse situation than you. You got to thank God that you can put your hands together. You got to thank God you might not have the best two legs or the best two hands, but guess what? You got something you can wave. You got something you to live up.
Amen.
You got something that you can say, thank you, Lord. I give you the praise. I got something that I can just You can thank God, my God Almighty, that you have life right now. My God, you have another chance to get it together. You have another chance to celebrate the Lord. You have another chance, so with my God, to speak his faith. My God, there's so many people right now don't have that chance that you have. You got to live every day like it's your last, and you go ahead and magnify the Lord God. My God Almighty, you give him the praise, you give him the glory, because if it had not been for him on your side, on our side, many of us don't know where will we be. Somebody need to go ahead and thank the Lord. Just go ahead and thank him. Amen. You go ahead and thank him. My God Almighty, go ahead and thank him. Because he is what worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give him honor this morning. We give him honor this morning. He is worthy to be praised. That's why I can say hallelujah. We bless your name. We lift you up. We magnify you, my God Almighty. That's why we can truly say, no weapon formed against us, it will not prosper. Amen. Like we can truly say, when the enemy want to come in like a flood, God, I'm going to stand up to look up against him. So therefore, I'm going to keep giving him the praise because you already you already covered. You already got him. So you might as well to thank him. My God, Almighty, give him the glory because he is worthy. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is so. It is so. It is so. It is so.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is so.
Yes, Lord. Yes, it is, Lord. Yeah,
I give God the glory. Going to sleep last night, I was seeking God on some things. And I was seeking God on some things, my God, of different things. Because you got to understand something. One thing about it, you don't understand or you will never know anything in the spirit of where the spirit is going and how things is moving and what God is doing, what season you in, where we at as people and different things, unless you seek the spirit of God. You have to seek the spirit of God. It cannot come from your own intellect. It cannot come from your own mind, because our natural mind cannot comprehend the things of the spirit. Even scientists are still trying to figure out some things, because they let your mind, my God, and a natural science is not going to be able to comprehend the things of God. One of the things that they can't comprehend naturally is DNA. Because DNA, they're trying to figure out how it's made, why it's made. You know, everybody got their own different types. The plants got it, the dogs got it, every little thing got their own makeup, their own types of DNA. Some things your natural mind is not going to be able to comprehend the spiritual things of God. So I advise you, my God, never use your natural mind when you begin to engage into things of the spirit. Amen. Never use that. Amen. So I began to engage God, because we got to understand, and the Holy Ghost had to quicken me. The Holy Ghost would quicken me because, my God, many of you have been going through a shedding process. Been going through a shedding process. And especially if you up in ADM, we've been going through a shedding process pertaining to a lot of things with us. Because a lot of us, not only ADM, but in the body of Christ, we have so much of trust issues, amen, to where God been putting the magnified glass and he been identify our issue. So therefore, you go through a shedding process. And when you go through a shedding process, it's another phase or another layer. I call it the onion layer, where onion, my God, is it has this sting, make your eyes water. It has this aroma that comes from it, amen. But it has so many layers, so many layers. I look at our spirit or the ugly part of us as an onion to where it stinks in God's nostril. My God, it's just an ugly place, but it has so many layers. You could peel an onion. An onion, you go through layers and layers, and it also has a sin core. Many of us, we are still going through some layers. You're going through layers, amen, and you got to get to the sin core. What is the sin core? The sin core is the root of every issue, is the root of every issue, every situation, everything you done been hurt, reason why your trust, and different things. So some of you are experienced, you experience a shedding, my God, a layer of the onion. You experience the shedding of the layer of yourself, amen? And a sign of that, you're going to begin to, it seems like you're getting back into your ugly ways, amen? So, other words, what happened is, it's another phase of you or another part of you that is being delivered, amen, is coming to a head. It's coming to a head. It's just like a pimple, amen? I'm pretty sure in some part of our life, everyone that had a pimple, amen? It's like a pimple. As the pimple begin to grow, my God, it doesn't feel good. It hurts, amen? It hurts, but no matter what you try to do, what you try to put on it, it seems like you cannot deal with this situation until it's ready to come to a head, until the head come up and is ready, my God, to be dealt with, amen? And that's what happened with so many of us in the spirit realm. It seems like, my God, we probably couldn't deal with this, couldn't deal with that. Now it all came to a head, and it seems like, oh, I got some ugly thoughts again. I got some, I don't have some desires again. I don't have this going again, because it's another layer of who? Of yourself is being what? It's being shedded. Amen? It's another layer of yourself being shedded. My God. And I'm telling you, And I hope you really catch this, amen, because if you really catch it, it's going to be a blessing to you, because I had to seek God, because this is a season to where we're going to go into, my God, not only blossom, but we're also going to go into shedding, amen. You're going to go into shedding. You got to continue to shed. You got to continue to grow. You got to continue to move, because that's the only way you're going to begin, watch this, to keep on excelling into
the things of God. That's the only way where God get to the place to where he could trust you. He could trust me. He could trust you. Amen. Because we are not going to stop. Many people in this shedding process, where as this layer begin to get peeled off, as this layer begin to come off, because why? You're growing. Because God is taking you into another place of deliverance. Watch this. Once you get something, God don't need you to stay there. He's going to get ready to deal with you something else. That's why we always say, listen, it's no sense of you getting upset about a situation, getting upset about issues, because once you conquer one thing, you better believe it's going to be something else going to get ready to manifest in your life that you're going to realize that you need to overcome. You need to conquer. We're going to continue to be conquering things throughout our life. My charge to you, that you don't stop conquering. You just keep going, because the men of God say, I am more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You keep conquering. Amen. Do not get your mind discombobulated because of different things that you are doing. God is trying to bring you into a what? A wealthy place. He want to bring you into a wealthy place. But I don't know about you, my God. But then again, I can say and I can speak for you, because you don't get up in the morning to log on with us just to be playing games, or just want games to be played with you. Amen. So I can say I know about you. You are ready and you want to walk into your wealthy place. Amen. You're ready to walk into your wealthy place. But you got to understand that every place within God is always a process. It's always a shed. It's always a stripping. It's always a deliverance. Amen. If you get stuck right there in the midst of your deliverance, in the midst of your shedding time, to where layers off of your spirit is that God cannot use, like that onion is getting peeled off. Amen. You'll stay stuck, my God, into a timing that God did not destinate it from you. Now watch this. I want y'all to catch this right quick. If God did not orchestrate for you to be in a certain place at a certain timing in your life, do you know the enemy got fair game at you? So in other words, instead of you are ahead of the enemy is riding along with you. Amen. Because we always should be ahead on the enemy. Why? Even in scripture talks about in Genesis, where the adversary is placed where? Under our feet. Therefore, we are what? Ahead of the enemy. Ahead of the adversary. That's why you don't miss your deliverance time. You don't miss your change time. You don't let nothing stop you from coming out of a place or going into a place with the things of God. You don't allow yourself, you don't allow people, you don't allow issues to stop you. In other words, as the man of God says, I won't let nothing separate me from the love of God. Y'all better talk to me this morning.
No.
I won't let nothing separate me for the love of God. Why? Because when the separation happens, it's a replanting process got to take place. Y'all better hear me this morning. It's a replanting process have to take place. If you separate a flower from the dirt, in order for that flower to continue to grow, you got to replant that flower back into where?
Yeah.
The dirt. Because that flower cannot survive, my God, outside of its place where it's supposed to be where? Rooted. Amen. If you separate, and if you allow your character, if you allow yourself, if you allow different things to move you from the love of God, move you from the things of God, move you from the will of God, guess what? It's a replanting process. Has to do what? Go back. It has to take place. And you got to understand it. This is the danger of being replanted. This is the danger. Because why? Your roots is already established. You already established in your peace. You already established in your joy. Watch this. You even had to break dirt. You had to break ground. You had to bust through some rock just to fight for the little joy that you have right now. You had to go through something to fight through for that little peace that you have right now. You had to go through something just to secure that little piece of money that you have right now. Amen.
Yeah.
See, you got some. Did
then you turn around and look. You mean to tell me you're willing to go through the replanting process all over again? Amen. You're willing to go through the process all over again to where you got to bust through some ground, bust through some dirt. You got to fight over here. You got to get the predators away from your tree. You mean to tell me you're willing to go back through the process all over again? Somebody need to tell themselves before you leave out the door this morning that the devil is a liar. I'm not going to allow anything to separate Pastfield or Holy Ghost. I'm not going to allow anything to separate me from where? The love of God. Don't do like nothing, not even yourself. You need to tell God, whatever you're doing in this season, do not forget about me. Whatever you're doing in my life, God, I yield to the deliverance. I yield to the shedding. I yield to the breaking, because I refuse to let anything separate me from my time.
Hallelujah.
I plant the roots. The roots of a plant, it doesn't grow in one place. A plant, because of the growth of the plant, the roots spread out. And it depends on what type of plant. It could be a tree. One of them, the oak trees, they are a tree to where if you got a driveway and that tree is growing next to your driveway, it will rip up that concrete. It will cause your concrete. It will cause anything that is solid to be broken up. My God, last time I read in my Bible, we shall be trees unmovable, unbreakable, untrackable, like trees planted into the garden. Other words, you just like that, my God Almighty, that oak tree that had to bust up through some concrete, had to bust up through certain things, my God, to tear something up just for the roots to get out. So, other words, you fought it for your blessed place. You fought for your miracle. You fought for the peace of mind. You fought for where God done brought you at. You fought for this being in a place with the Lord. You need to tell yourself, I refuse to let anything, even this co-worker, this supervisor, on my job, to separate me from the love of God. I will not. I'm not going to allow my family, to allow my siblings, to allow grandmas, to allow friends, to allow naysayers, to allow evil workers and evil doers, to allow negative information, to allow my God Almighty to separate my God. Somebody need to stand up in the mirror and say, I fought. I was in the rain. I still pressed through the dirt. I was went through the snow and still pushed through the dirt. The sun came down and it beamed upon me. You still pressed through the dirt. The vultures came and they made a nest in my tree. They made a nest in my house. But I still pressed through the dirt. Is there any folks this morning that say, God, I'm a praise. No matter what, I'm a depression into you. I still press through the dirt. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You still press through. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Count it all joy when you go through things. Why? Because you're pressing through the dirt. You're expanding your territory. You're expanding. In other words, you are growing. You're pressing through. You know, if you can be honest with yourself all over the world, this place where you're at right now in your life, it was a struggle. It was a fight. Some of you probably didn't fall because of the doctor's report that you wouldn't even be here. But you fought through.
That's
your roots going through the dirt. That's your roots going through the... Y'all got to hear me. A tree or a plant, it has to keep breaking ground. The reason why, because the dirt got nutrients that it gives. It takes nutrients and it takes from the dirt. It has nutrients. And every time it breaks through a new area, that's a fresh area of nutrients that is coming to the plant. Baby, if you want to keep growing, if you want to keep being blessed, if you want to stay in the blessing of God, if you want to stay in the peace, if you want to stay in the joy, if you want to stay in the happiness, baby, it's time for you to break through a new ground. It's time for you to push through the dirt, get into a new place, for you can, my God, I'm mighty, for the openness of heaven to open up and pour down on you. You can get the nutrients out of the dirt. My God Almighty, I declare and decree that we're going to take our time out of the context of our language, out of the context of our prayer, out of the context of our walk. You're going to understand you're not through the dirt. You're not tired. You're pushing through the ground. In the ground, I'm not done. I just want to encourage you this morning. In the ground, there's a spot in the ground to where the dirt could go so easy to move by. But it's a place in the ground where they call a hard pan. Compacted dirt. They call a hard pan. That's about the difficult piece that you can even try to plow through. It's almost like it's rock, solid concrete rock, hard rock. But it's called a hard pan. My God. And you just get a area or a spot to where you got to dig through the hard pan. Can I share with you all? You probably got to come through an area in your life, in your area in your spiritual walk, where you got to dig through the hard pan. You got to dig through the hard pan. I know you probably say, God, I have not experienced anything like this. Because everything, my God, you're pushing through with ease. You're pushing through and moving different things in your life with ease. But now you came into an area of your life where you experienced a hard pan, a hard surface. My God, let me tell you something, my God. Even in that hard pan, I'm here to tell you that is a blessing inside of that. Because you got nutrients in that hard pan. My God Almighty, the Bible, it says in the book of Proverbs, take day by day. A wise man, my God, will live day by day. So in other words, I'm going to do a little something today, grab my blessing from there, then I do a little bit more tomorrow, grab my blessings from there, so I'm not going to allow anything, no matter how hard it is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, to stop me oppress him, because I don't fault to come this far. I don't fault to come in this blessed place. I don't fault to get where I'm at right now. Last year by this time, I probably wasn't a minister. I probably wasn't an evangelist. I probably wasn't a pastor. But now this year, that God done blessed me to walk into a place. Last year by this time, I probably was trying to figure out where my finances is going to come, how I'm going to be blessed. I'm worried about finances, but now this year, I'm not worried about no finances. God is meeting my every need. Last year by this time, I've probably been worried about, I don't know if I'm going to live today or die tomorrow, because sickness don't come upon me, disease don't come upon me, but look at you today. You're still walking. You're still talking. You're still moving into the things of God. You'll be a fool if you allow anything to separate you, to uproot you, to pull you out of a place where God has done bless you. You will come through the dirt. You don't come through the enemy. You don't overcome the tinker worm. You don't overcome, oh my God, the Hittite, the Hezekite. You don't overcome different walls in your life. You better say, my God Almighty, if God be for me, who can be against me? I better give God his praise right now. You better tell that mountain, you better get out of my way, get out of my way. Tell that mountain, get out of your way. Tell that harpan, to get out of your way. Because I refuse.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah. I refuse to let you take me out of my season. I refuse to let you take me out of my place to where God is blessing me. I got to tell you to get out of my way. To get out of my way. I don't mean to be cold.
I don't mean to seem like I'm numb to lust. I don't mean to seem like I don't have no compassion. But I just don't got time. The Bible don't have time. So what will my mind? I don't have time to make foolish mistakes again. I don't have time to walk with the evildoers anymore. I don't have time to walk with negative and unpositive people anymore. I don't have time because you paid a price to press through the dirt. You paid a price to press through the mud. You've been through the rain. You've been through the wilderness. You've been through every beating that it could possibly throw at you. And you mean to tell me I'm trying to uproot, to replant? The devil is a liar. And the truth is not in you. I'm going to keep my joy. I'm going to keep my peace. I'm going to keep my happiness. I'm going to keep the God from getting me. You're a liar. And it ain't
Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah this morning. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your blessing. It's your season. For your blessing. It's your season. For your walking.
Yes,
I'm
going
to get rid of sent out a message to ADM family this morning.
Oh, my God.
Because we all understand we're in a place of shedding. And when you begin to shed, it doesn't feel good.
Mm-mm.
People, you're going to see another nasty layer of your character. Another nasty layer of your personality. Because why? You're shedding again. An onion has many layers before you get to the center. God is trying to get to the center of you. He's trying to get to the center of you. Let God do it. Let him get to the center of you. You paid a price. You pressed dirt. You went through the hard times. You went through the storms. You went through just to be where you're at right now. Can I tell you something? In order for you to reach the full potential, order for a plant to reach the full potential of his process or its process, it got some more storms that it probably have to go through. It got some more hot days that it probably going to have to go through. It got some more things that it probably is going to have to go through. But once those roots get deeper in that ground, and tell them, I refuse to be removed. Refuse to be removed. Anybody will tell, go to work today, go to a job today, no matter how difficult it may be, no matter what may come your way, you need to tell yourself today on your job, I refuse to be removed. Because by this time, last year, 2 years, or 3 years ago, I was trying to figure out, God, how I'm going to get employment, how I'm going to get finances, how I'm going to take care of myself. But now I'm able, I refuse to be removed. I refuse.
Amen.
I'm going to tell it all joy. When things come my way, I'm going to tell it all joy. Because do you know how many people will take your problem, will take your stress, will take your burden, wish that it was in the place or position where you at? Do you know?
Yes,
count it all joy. Count it all joy.
Amen.
Don't allow situations to change you. You change it.
Amen.
You change it. And the way you can change it, don't let nothing that take you out of the will of God. Don't let nothing take you from that place. I hope I said something today, this morning, that it was a blessing to your soul. Many of you, please go ahead and read Proverbs, the 13th chapter, and also beginning roundabout, I think I say, roundabout the 20th verse, all the way down, my God, to the 23rd verse. Amen. Go ahead and read that. Amen. And that also will put some perspective on things that we are saying this morning. That's the scripture. We'll back up everything that was laid out this morning. Amen. God got a blessing for you. He wants you to stay in a wealthy place. And the wealthy place is not always our finances. That's part of it. That's a section of it.
But a weapon place also talking about being focused, being strong, being having a peace of mind, having a joy in your having a joy in your spirit. That's a weapon place. So I pray that you begin to stand your weapon place. You'll keep driving into the things of God. And I pray as you continue to go through the process, you don't allow the process to change you. You change it. Amen. Don't allow the pulling and don't allow the deliverance to change you, but you change into the person that God wants you to be, that God chose you to be. Amen. And you come too far in the game to be uprooted. So don't allow yourself to be uprooted. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, we're going to be right back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Amen. Giving you what thus says God. I don't know what God is going to give because, be honest with you, the things that we shared today, that were nothing but the Holy Ghost because I had something else prepared that I wanted to deliver. But hopefully the Lord will release me next time to do so. Amen. But nevertheless, God knows what we need. And I really hear something. Yeah. That what God going to give us, what we need other than something that men done prepared and that God said it's not the time to release that. Amen? So I thank God for what he is doing. And I'm telling you right now, this is your season for favor and for your blessing. You keep walking. God bless all of you.